Next item is PCR-79-20, resolution for engineering to create the Bucky Brook project. And I will ask the sponsor, Mr. Howe, is it pronounced Buckeye Brook or Bucky Brook?
Buckeye. And okay. I will request that we hold until November 4th, please.
Okay. At behest of the sponsor, he moves that it be held to November 4th. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the last item is a resolution relative to the city council meeting calendar for 2021. Councilwoman Travis?
Yes, I'd like to hold that to the second meeting in November.
Motion to hold PCR-91-20 to the second meeting in November.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I was just sorry I didn't click sooner. Is Lynn okay with that? Because I know she has to advertise.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard from her. Me?
Yeah. Are you okay with the second meeting in November if we do the calendar?
Second meeting in November is long. No, the only thing I don't want you to do is to hold undrafted items to the first meeting in November.
Okay. So if the calendar goes to the second meeting in November, you have time to advertise and everything.
Right. If it's drafted, you're all set. Yep.
Okay. Thanks. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Well, want to help our clerk out. Okay. That is the end of the intergovernmental meeting at 8:19.
Did we have a vote on that, Mr. Chair?
I believe. Okay. Out of an abundance of caution, we'll go back to the third item, the council calendar for next year, November.
I made the motion, you seconded.
Okay. And we vote aye.
Aye.
Okay. So it's continued to the second meeting in November.
Thank you.
And that recloses the meeting at 8:20.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The last committee we have for this evening is in order. It is the Public Properties Land Use Committee and Community Affairs. It is Chairperson Ricks, Councilman Corley, and Councilman McElroy.
Thank you. The Committee on Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs comes to order at 8:20 p.m. First, acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on October 5th, 2020. Do we have a motion?
I move acceptance.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. First item on the agenda, PCO 19-20, an ordinance amending to the zoning of the City of Warwick, Zarella Development as petitioner. Councilwoman Travis.
I'm going to move for an open public hearing.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I would move that we have a public hearing on this.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Move to public hearing at the during the full city council meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll be recusing on the next item, and I've submitted a form to the clerk.
Thank you. That was Assistant City Council Solicitor William Walsh for the record. Second item on the agenda. Let's see, this is Councilman Howe. It is PCO 20-20, an ordinance amending the zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick to reflect changes in RI state law, Rhode Island General Laws, section 21-28.6-12. Councilman Howe? I believe you're muted. Let's see. Well, Councilman Howe seems to... there he is.
I apologize, Mr. Chairman. What was the topic?
Went all right. So this is, you had mentioned this item to me earlier that you had intended to withdraw it. It is PCO-20.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I thought I heard you open PCO 19-20, so I ran upstairs very quickly. PCO 2020, going on the recommendation of the planning department, I wish to withdraw this PCO.
Thank you. And I do want to, let's see, I imagine that William Walsh may be unable to speak on this matter. City Council Solicitor Conley, would you be able to provide an opinion on for a withdrawal of this matter if we would then vote unfavorable action or if it's necessary for us to have a vote?
It is, since the sponsor has withdrawn, it's not necessary to vote on unfavorable action.
Oh, very good, thank you. In that case, we will move to the last item on the agenda, Councilman Lattiser. PCR 182-19.
I'm just going to interrupt quickly. I think Councilman Howe made a motion to withdraw. So you do have to vote on the motion to withdraw. I don't think Attorney Conley said you didn't vote on the motion to withdraw. And that would be the recommendation to the council.
Thank you for the clarification. Let's see. We have a request for withdrawal. Do we have a motion? Hearing none, I'll make the motion myself. Move to withdraw PCO 20-20. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, unanimous. Last item on the agenda. You're welcome. Last item on the agenda, PCR 182-19. This is Councilman Lattiser. Resolution to ratify the lease of a defined portion of the Cooper Building located at 885 Sandy Lane, otherwise known as Warwick Tax Assessor's Plat 349, Assessor's Lot 635.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As most of you will recall, this is something that has been out there for quite some time now. Actually, this goes back to when Mayor Solomon was Council President Solomon at the time, I believe. It had been brought to our attention that the lease that was entered into for the Cooper Building by the previous administration had never been brought forth to the city council. And let me make a clarification point that this is a procedural issue that I'm speaking to. I'm not looking to change the terms of the lease. I'm not looking to have any reflection on the tenant of that building, et cetera. It's strictly a procedural issue. You'll also, some of you will remember that for probably the better part of a year and a half, the Finance Committee was holding up a couple pieces of legislation that the previous MIS department had put in, I should say bids, that they had submitted for work on that building, which the Finance Committee had held up. And I believe in at least one instance we had denied. So this has been sitting out there for a fairly lengthy period of time now. And I just feel that it's very important for the City Council to take action on the lease that was entered into by the previous administration and authorize Mayor Solomon to enter in and sign a contract for the lease. That was never done. The lease that the previous administration entered into was never presented to the City Council. The City Council never acted on it, nor ratified it. So that's the long and the short of what I'm looking to do here, just looking to make this legal, this lease completely legal, if you will, and to meet the provisions of the charter, which requires ratification by the city council. So the title has been changed, a resolution to ratify the lease of a defined portion of the Cooper Building located at 885 Sandy Lane, Warwick Tax Assessors Plat 349, Assessors Lot 365. In short, the change was that the now therefore be it resolved that the City Council hereby authorizes the mayor to enter into and sign a contract for the lease of the defined portion of the Cooper Building located at 885 Sandy Lane and ratifies the January 4th, 2017 contract attached hereto between Mayor Avedisian and the Boys and Girls Club of Warwick for the lease of such property. And that is what my intention is here, is to get this lease full circle and ratified by the City Council.
Thank you, Councilman.
Bill, I would defer to Attorney Walsh if he would like to make any comments on this, being that he had made these changes for me on this.
Thank you, Councilman. If the members of the committee, I know someone would need to move an amendment on behalf of the sponsor. I assisted the sponsor in the language that he discussed. I'm happy to read it in technical detail if an amendment is made on his behalf and seconded. But that is back to you for discussion.
Thank you. So I'll just start the discussion by saying that I see this as a housekeeping matter, overdue housekeeping matter. We are not here to negotiate the terms of this lease. It's a matter of question before us is ratification of the lease so that we can formalize this as a legal lease. So let's see, I suppose that, and correct me if I'm wrong, it appears that this amendment would strictly deal with the title of this resolution and some language of the resolution. It's not a matter of changing the lease itself.
Yes, you asking me that question, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Again, I as I stated earlier, no, there's no intent on my part to change the language or the content of the lease to modify it or amend it. My intent is to do the procedural requirements that are long overdue on this. It goes back to the previous administration and fast forward to where we are today, and this lease has not been ratified. So, for me, it's rather simple. I mean, it's long overdue. Ratify the lease, make sure that, we do the full legalese on our part and not potentially have any risk involved should this lease not be ratified. Simple
as that. Thank you. Let's see. I suppose procedurally, let's proceed with the amendment first. If Attorney Walsh could please read the amendment into the record.
Sure. Mr. Chair, are you going to move this amendment on his behalf?
I will.
Okay. And is there a second on the amendment that I could read?
I will second an amendment.
Okay. And just let the record reflect that both the council, the committee's description of the item and the full council's description of the item were updated to reflect that it is in order for this action to be taken. The amendments to the PCR 182-19 are as follows. In line 13 and 14, we are amending the title by striking, bring the lease for the Cooper Building before the City Council for ratification. and inserting in place thereof the following: ratify the lease of a defined portion of the Cooper Building located at 885 Sandy Lane, Warwick Tax Assessor's Plat 349, Assessor's Lot 635. The other changes in the be it resolved clause on page 2, line 4 and 4, 5, and 6 are being amended by striking the words beginning on line 4, request that the Cooper Building lease agreement be brought back to the City Council for consideration and official ratification, and inserting in place thereof the words authorizes the mayor to enter into and sign a contract for the lease of the defined portion of the Cooper Building located at 885 Sandy Lane, and ratifies the January 4th, 2017 contract attached hereto between Mayor Avedisian and the Boys and Girls Clubs of Warwick for the lease of such property.
Thank you.
That's the conclusion of the amendment, if there's any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Hearing none, I see that Councilman Snappy has his hand raised.
Yeah, I have a question. Do we know on the city side whether or not they are amenable to the lease? My gut feeling is yes, considering the Boys and Girls Club and all that they do. And I know that we being the city, have offices in the Boys and Girls Club. So I think it's safe to say that the city would almost undoubtedly be on board. The only reason why I still bring this up is because this is a contract that we're ratifying. And I'm normally you have both parties who actively say yes, rather than a prior party and then us just assuming the new party's on board.
Fair point. Mr. Chairman. Councilman Lattiser.
So as I said, this isn't something that just appeared this evening. This is something that has been held over time. It's something that has been going on since 2017. And I would add that no one from the administration has reached out to me with any objections or any proposed changes. And if there's someone on the meeting this evening from the administration that would like to weigh in on it and speak to any changes they would propose to make, or whether or not they were content with the content, I certainly would welcome that. As I say, it's been around for a long time, and no one has expressed any interest to me of changing everything. And as a matter of fact, you know what? I think the chief, I think, may be on here as an attendee. I'm not, the chief is here. Are you a Rocky Point chief? I see Rocky Point behind you.
Oh, I see that the chief of staff has turned on his video. I'll recognize the chief of staff.
Through the chair, thank you very much. Thank you, Councilman Ladislaw. I think this has been around for a long time, like a real long time. As we know that, as time had gone on, the use of that facility has changed, and we now have city offices in that building. I want to, really make a shout out to the Boys and Girls Club and what they do in this community, especially through COVID. And I think in this crisis, to upset the Boys and Girls Club is not something that the administration would really like to go forward with. We'd like to work with the Boys and Girls Club as we have in the past to try and have a resolution. I'm curious as to why today, Mr. Lattiser, that this piece of legislation controlled by the council has been, kicked down the can for all these times, and why today, in the middle of COVID, we have Boys and Girls Club struggling to take care of our children, that would be the time to really facilitate this discussion. I'm here every day. I didn't hear anyone reach out to me to say, you know what, I'm going to amend this legislation, Bill. I'm going to give you this legislation. We can amend it. Instead, we used a Zoom format to try to say, let's do some amendments on the fly that could hurt our children, the Boys and Girls Club. The utilization of that building has changed a lot. We all know it. There's city offices in that building now. We certainly, and under Mayor Solomon, all contracts are reviewed. And I'm not going to speak for the previous administration, but I could certainly say with any contract and any lease that comes forward, Mayor Solomon will undoubtedly come to this city council, as he always does, to get ratification on terms of leases. Some of these things are inherited, and I think it's convenient to now blame the people that are holding the bag. But we also, you have to use, I think, our bit of compassion for our community to say, I don't want to upset the Boys and Girls Club. We're talking about ratification. How do we know that the terms and conditions would be something that they live with? Generally, I like to work collaboratively. You go downstairs, you go in a low-level conference room, in this day and age at Zoom, you sit with the Boys and Girls Club, you ask about their needs, you ask about how much resources are dedicated to COVID right now. Can we discuss this? Is this the appropriate time to discuss this? We've had this on the agenda for a long period of time. So I really am happy that, I was able to participate in this, and I respectfully present my opinion on this. Thank you.
I have a point of clarification. Hopefully somebody can.
I would appreciate a moment to.
Yep, just... Absolutely.
Thank you. So I would just, in the interest of trying to provide a little clarification on all of this and try to avoid having a drawn out discussion, when the sense I'm getting is that really we're all concerned about protecting the Boys and Girls Club. We're all concerned in this age of COVID-19 of transparency and making sure that everyone has the protections that they need in place. So with all of that in mind, I would just point out that this lease that the council is considering the ratification of does protect the Boys and Girls Club in that it's a lease for a 10-year period of time beginning on July 1st, 2017. So it would run through June 30th of the year 2027. And of course, in the year 2027, them approaching that June 30th, of course, the parties are free to have that discussion at that time, but that's still 7 years in the future. And this lease is on favorable terms to the Boys and Girls Club, as the annual rental is $1. So certainly I do not view this resolution as doing anything to harm the Boys and Girls Club, quite the opposite. I see it more as a housekeeping issue. And I think that certainly we can all look at different ways that more notice was given, less notice was given, more communication can always happen. But certainly this was also on the city council agenda for this evening. And I know that one of the reasons why it's coming about this evening is because it was not until the last couple of months, I believe, that the city council actually received a copy of this contract. But really, that's not important tonight in terms of the resolution. That's just a matter of why it's being presented now as opposed to, say, a year ago. With that, I think that really we're all on the same wavelength in terms of protecting the Boys and Girls Club. And I will first recognize Councilman Lattiser as a sponsor, and then we'll go to Councilman Sinatra.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just find it interesting that, there's some different spins being put on this. And with all due respect, I prefaced my comments at the very beginning that I was not looking to make any changes, any modifications, any adjustments, nothing of the kind. I prefaced my comments by saying the intent here is simply to ratify the lease as required by our charter, I believe, council rules, plain and simple. I didn't say anything about changing anything. The lease was entered into It was signed by the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club. As a matter of fact, I did not even mention the name of the tenant, but it was signed by Mayor Avedisian in the Boys and Girls Club. And all I'm doing is simply saying, let's just ratify the lease. Yes, let's put it to rest. Exactly. Not looking to make a change. They're in there for $1 a year for 10 years. There is basically all the expenses for that building are included in the lease. And I might add, this shouldn't be a surprise to anyone because I've been requesting information about this for a very long time. And not all that information was always forthcoming. So in any event, the intent here is to, in fact, protect the Boys and Girls Club. The intent is to protect all of the children that attend the Boys and Girls Club on a daily basis and put the lease simply in a completely legal perspective of being recognized and ratified by the city council. Not looking to change one word in the lease. If someone else is looking to do that, that has nothing to do with me. I'm not looking to do any such thing other than to make the lease simply ratified by the city council. That's it.
So I just have a point of clarification. It's just a question. So this lease was written up before the city had offices in the Cooper building. And I think as Councilman Ricks eloquently stated, none of us have an issue with this in theory. And as Chief of Staff, Chief Pasquale pointed out, the administration would be on board, assuming they would actually have time to actually discuss with the interested parties, which is normal for a contract, which is the basis for my first concern originally. If Councilman or Attorneys Walsh or Conley, correct me if I'm wrong, and I very well may be, I'm not seeing anything in here that prevents our city offices from getting kicked out. I know the Boys and Girls Club probably wouldn't do it. I get it. The current director is very nice and very kind. But unfortunately, people come and go. And I don't want the next party coming in, giving us the boot, or the next director coming in and give us the boot. Is there a provision in this lease that protects our city offices? I honestly don't know. Whoever can answer, please do.
If I might add to that, I think right in the very beginning in line 13 and 14, it clearly states ratify the lease of a defined portion of the Cooper building. And that defined portion of the Cooper building is the areas that are being occupied by the Boys and Girls Club. And the reason that we didn't go, or the extension didn't go upstairs, was because there were fire code issues that kind of dealt with that. So Attorney Walsh, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the amendments that you made in here clearly state the defined portion of the Cooper building, which is being occupied by the Boys and Girls Club. And if you want to clarify it even further, by all means, do it.
I think Councilman Lattish is spot on. My concern was that I couldn't find in here a definition of the defined area.
Thank you. Okay.
Councilman Sinapi, if anybody had the amendment that is being presented, that's been moved and seconded, and that's where we are, is the intention is from the sponsor to want and further clarify language as it pertains to the resolution, but the resolution has been looked at to essentially consummate the actions that have been taken to date by prior administration and formally ratify the action item as has already been completed by the prior administration. This is just to seek closure of the issue. And if there has been subsequent modifications or other agreements that have occurred since, that is not something that is addressed within the contents of this, or if there's been any other changes to the usage, the demised property that is contracted to will, the demised property is the language that is present in the Cooper lease that is has been shared with the council and is it, that's the it's using the terms of the contract that has already been completed. So it is not addressing any other change that may or I'm not sure if it has occurred.
Yeah, and that's the source of my concern, because obviously this lease was drawn up before any offices were occupied by the city or contemplated as being occupied. And I don't know why the lease doesn't have a provision for the defined portion, to be honest. It seems kind of silly, considering, as Councilman Lattiser correctly pointed out, right in the beginning, it brings it up. So why they didn't define it is beyond me. But this seems like all the more reason that Chief of Staff DePasquale's advice and counsel should be heeded, as far as let the parties sit down and figure this out the normal way you handle a contract, rather than us kind of forcing it upon them. And again, I've spoken to the Boys and Girls Club director about this. I've spoken to the mayor's office about this. Everyone seems more than happy with the current arrangements, but the current arrangements, unfortunately, are different than this lease.
If I may, question for Attorney Walsh. The ratification of this lease, essentially, this is retroactive. So it's not having to do with anything that's going on here in the year 2020. It's a matter of saying, yes, this action back on the fourth day of January in the year 2017 for the term that began, rental term that began on July 1st, 2017, we are ratifying and validating that is a valid contract and making it a valid contract, which would really serve as the basis for any modification in the future or at really any point after those dates in 2017. So nothing we're doing would say retroactively affect what's going on in the years 2018, 19, 20, or out into the future, 2021, 2022. We're just recognizing and validating, ratifying that contract that was signed back in January 2017, correct?
Yes, Councilman. I believe that the sole item that's being addressed here is the completion of the authorization process that has been contractually entered into by the prior administration, such that the operations that are have been ongoing are perfected.
Thank you. And in theory, purely hypothetically, since the lease is not currently ratified and therefore it's not perfected, then that would tend to, I hate to quite put it this way, but that would basically mean that while there would be, I'm sure, common law rights based on reliance and of that nature, strictly speaking, the parties would not be able to rely on the contract because it's not yet perfected, right?
I believe you're addressing something and raising something that yourself and other members of the council have been discussing, the risks that are presented by leaving something unfinished. And so if people are comfortable with the current lease terms, as you've been provided and reviewed, this is an opportunity that Councilman Lattiser is presenting to you to make essentially relieve us of those risk factors that are unsure of what could occur under varying scenarios, and allow that the item as intended by the prior administration and the Boys and Girls Club to be moving forward in their continued manner is the intent of the amendment that is before you, to my understanding from Councilman Lattiser.
That is correct.
Thank you. And so for those reasons, I would urge passage of the amendment, as well as passage of the of the resolution, as it would not be detrimentally affecting any ongoing negotiations, modifications based on the original, but simply recognizing that the original lease, as signed back on January 4th, 2017, is valid. And this way, it really is protecting both parties, because both parties are acting in reliance on that. And as I see it, we should be recognizing the validity of this lease and perfecting this lease. And it certainly does nothing to prevent us, whether that be the city, the Boys and Girls Club, from then making modifications on that, but really a matter of housekeeping. And with that, I know that Councilman Snappy, I saw his hand raised. I also saw that the council president and I believe Councilman Lattiser had their hands raised. So I'll recognize in the order of Councilman Snappy, the council president, and then Councilman Lattiser. Thank you.
Yeah, I have what I hope is a simple question, but I apologize if not. For Attorney Walsh, so legally speaking, where the city is protected, or at least more protected, by ratifying this lease when it comes to the offices we now occupy in the Cooper Building, as opposed to if we do not ratify it? Question mark.
I would, based on not having entered the Cooper Building or understand what other actions are there, I would defer to the administration and their legal counsel pertaining to what else, what other activities or other changes have modified. I'm unaware, and I can't really opine as to, you know, what impacts things that I don't know whether or not they actually exist or how they're existing and operating.
Well, that is all right. So I'm still as worried as I was before then, as far as I don't want to put anyone in a bad position, Boys and Girls Club, the city, or both.
I mean, what a question, if the chief would indulge, if he's still around.
Thank you very much. Yes, so I think about 10 minutes ago, I described that no one really knew, because I wasn't part of that administration and that level at the time, the utilization patent that occurred there. Generally, I'm a planner by trade. And if you tell me I have a lease and it's between me and Donald Duck, I'll know how many square feet I'm utilizing. We'll say 200 square feet, and it shall be located. I have an Exhibit A, and the Exhibit A shows exactly where the area is that is on the contract. No one here knows exactly what that footprint was 3 years ago before we got here. So the assumption is whatever's in that contract has a demised area or an area on the contract that we are assuming is the same that exists today. What I do know is that now we have city offices there, and the city offices occur in an area that may or may not have been part of the original plan with a different administration. I can't speak to that. And I'm not so sure, and with respect, that anyone here could speak to exactly what those limits were. Thus, my suggestion that you just get the parties together, they discuss what they're utilizing now, and at very least, whether it's ratification of this contract or amendment thereto, define the area. Seems rather simple to me, and that's my only offer. Thank you.
If I may just briefly interject, I would say that I do believe that we can define the so-called defined area, or rather the quote defined portion, because the Boys and Girls Club did have an opening ceremony, and I know that several of us attended it, and we know that a portion of the building, specifically the second floor, was not occupiable at the time. That was certainly not occupied at the time of that opening. And it's my understanding that the Boys and Girls Club continues to occupy the areas that it initially occupied, and the city with its offices is occupying the areas that are no longer, were never occupied by the Boys and Girls Club. So at least certainly not occupied by the Boys and Girls Club at the time that they opened up and the term of the lease began. So I appreciate that sometimes more communication is needed in this regard. And certainly if I was in my own capacity, which obviously I am not acting here as an attorney, but rather as a member of this city council. But I can say that certainly if I ever drew up a lease that, well, I would want that lease to have that Exhibit A, as the chief discussed, to specifically identify exactly what we're talking about here, or at least define exactly what the so-called defined portion is. But I have no reason to believe at this time that those areas have changed. And moreover, certainly the ratification at this stage is not affecting any modification that happened in 2018, 19, 20. It's not affecting any ability to modify the lease in the future either. So it's really just a matter of ratifying what it was back on January 4th, 2017. And for those reasons, I don't see any reason that we would not be able to move forward with ratification at this point, as opposed to keep dragging this out and really put both parties in a position that's rather precarious, where there is no contract. Having said that, I wanted to next recognize Council President Steve Merola.
Thank you. I was going to agree with Mr. DePasquale when he says that the issue here is the Boys and Girls Club and doing what's right for them. And the work they do is tremendous. You know, I know firsthand because when I was a kid, my dad was president of the Walk Boys and Girls Club. And to have a dollar a year lease is such a tremendous advantage to them. And as I look at it, one of the things that concerns me is liability and having kids in that building and not having
We lost the audio on Council President.
Smartest and wisest thing to do is to...
Council President, I'm sorry. We lost your audio for about a minute there.
Okay, sorry. So can you hear me okay now?
Yes.
Okay, so what I was saying is that this organization provides a tremendous service to the city. And... for to have a dollar a year lease is unbelievable. But what my major concern is about liability and how that's addressed in this lease agreement. And my suggestion is that we make it simple, which is we ratify what's been done, solidify everyone's rights, and because the issue of liability, I think, is paramount because of insurance. Now, refresh my recollection, one of the bills, the attorneys on the issue of insurance in that contract. Are you guys there? Oh boy.
So I'm going to apologize. I know that Bill was working on the ratification language, so I really defer it. I do apologize for that. So I have the copy of the lease here. If you give me a moment, I can look it up.
On the issue of liability.
I believe that we're looking at the bottom of page 2, the final paragraph, which begins with the lessee, which refers to the Boys and Girls Club, agrees to save the lessor, referring to the city, harmless from liability for any injury or damage to either person or property arising out of the lessee's use of the demised premises, unless said injury or damage is caused by the lessor. Further, the lessee agrees to carry liability insurance on the demised premises and name the lessor as an additional insured on that said policy insurance in amounts set by the lessor and furnish, seems to be a typo here, furnished to the lessor annually with a certificate from the insurance company that said insurance is in full force and effect.
That's my number one concern, which is if a kid gets injured, that we're going to have liability because this wasn't in effect. So if we need to tighten up things with an amendment regarding square footage, et cetera, to reflect anything that has changed, if it has changed, then we should do that. But to as everybody just read, that's my number one concern. And, you know, I do get concerned when we're talking about renegotiating things too, because I think that that's what Mr. DePasquale was saying that we shouldn't do, that we should just ratify this, you know, agreement when he first came on, because he was, you know, rightly espousing the virtues of the Warwick Boys and Girls Club, which they do. They provide a tremendous service to the city. So I think just from a liabilities perspective that we should vote on this tonight. Yes, it gives them their dollar. And if the administration wants to come back say that that they want to amend something as to, far as the square footage, then let them do that. But I don't like the fact that we're on the hook right now for any injuries that take place, and there's young kids in that building. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Next up, Councilman Lattiser.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. And you touched on it already, Mr. Chair, but I'm going to reiterate it. There was also a restriction put on the Boys and Girls Club of not being able to occupy or use the second floor space of that building. And that was because of fire code issues, sprinkler issues, and I believe an elevator issue. So that upstairs space has not been used because of those reasons. And the city has decided to use that space occupy that space with apparently some staff from the city, which is fine. But the point is that space was never approved for use because of those regulations. The other thing, in addition to the peace of mind for the administration of the Boys and Girls Club, as well as the Boys and Girls Club itself, to have the peace of mind of knowing that they have a lease that's been ratified, is also to protect the investment that the Boys and Girls Club have put into that building. They have spent a considerable amount of monies, their own monies, which they've raised through capital fund campaigns and donations, et cetera, from supporters of the Boys and Girls Club to do the wonderful things that they have done inside the building to serve the purposes of which they are so dedicated to doing. And they deserve to have a lease that has been ratified. There's also a portion in this lease that says the lessee shall develop a master schedule for the use of the demised premises with the Warwick Parks and Recreation Department or as otherwise designated by the lessor at the start of each calendar year. So this square footage thing that we keep going back and forth on, that can be changed at any time. Here's the designated square footage. That occurs in rental properties all over. Commercial rental space, it's not uncommon. Actually, it's quite common for a leasee to rent 5,000 square feet of space. And then their business grows. And now they need 7,500 square feet of space. And they need to go to 10,000 square feet of space. And they simply amend the lease. They modify the lease. It happens all the time. There's nothing uncommon about that. But they start out with a legal binding lease. So here again, my intent is to provide the Boys and Girls Club with a lease that is ratified by this city council. Certainly, it's up to the administration if they want to define square footage and assign square footage, clarity, et cetera. But at least from today, or from the time we ratify this lease, they will in fact have a legal valid lease. I think the square footage argument is that's not the issue here. Thank you.
Councilman Snappy.
Two things. One, I think actually Council President Marola made an excellent point regarding liability. One thing I'm concerned about, though, is because of this whole definition issue. Right now, the whole Boys and Girls Club under the language of the lease as proposed actually makes them liable for our city employees as well. Because unfortunately, the restriction on the top of the building, unless I'm mistaken, and I fully admit I might have missed it because this lease is rather long and in walls of text, the provisions are quite lengthy. The restrictions to the upper floors are not in the lease. So if a city employee gets hurt in city offices, Boys and Girls Club will be on the hook simply because this lease says, well, yeah, you're liable. But regardless of that, I will be honest, I just want to pitch a potential compromise because Councilman Lattiser, obviously, at any point, you could bring this forward. Mm-hmm. Is there any harm in waiting until the next meeting to allow the Boys and Girls Club and the admin to meet to clarify anything they need to clarify? And then if for whatever reason it doesn't meet your approval or what you want it, you can obviously just bring this right back before us because you can just hold it to the next meeting and seek gratification and that'd be it. There'd be no grounds to stop you versus, I mean, it's been on the docket for so long, just that little amount of time to make this nice and clean seems ideal. And the alternative, I've been stuck in a trial since July over legal documents where people said, don't worry, it'll be fine, guys. And then everything hit the fan and it's a nightmare. I don't think that'll happen here. God, I hope not. But they didn't think it would happen there either. So I just don't want to be part of that. I really don't. It's bad news. I'd really appreciate it if we could just wait that little bit of time just to make it nice and clean. And like I said, Councilman Lattiser, if it doesn't meet your approval, even if they come to a new agreement and you don't like it, you could still push this one. So, I mean, it gives us more flexibility and better stance and better legal ground, to be honest.
Councilman Snappy, through the chair to Councilman Snappy, I don't see any point in that argument. It's simply ratifying the lease that they've already entered into and make it a valid lease. If someone wants to come back or you want to come back with something to amend that in a couple of weeks, fine, do it. It's only a couple of weeks. You can go ahead and do it. But now you also bring up a point that I'm actually quite startled about. What you just said was the administration put people in that building that now the Boys and Girls Club could be liable for. I think that's pretty concerning. So how do you explain that? I think it's even more important now that this lease be ratified to protect the Boys and Girls Club. I think it's even more important to do so.
Point of information, you're saying the opposite of what I said, bear in mind. That the lease would have the opposite effect as what you're saying. The lease, by its terms, would make them liable for those city employees. That's my point.
Where does that say it?
Correct me if I'm wrong, and I may very well may be, but Council President pointed out that as it stands now, if this lease was ratified, the Boys and Girls Club would be liable for any injuries that happen to a child or whatnot. My understanding, and I again might be wrong.
No, what that, I was saying is there's no liability insurance in place because there's no agreement. So my whole point was get the agreement in place so you can take advantage of the insurance policy and not put the taxpayers on the hook, and then amend this later. I mean, if we ratify this, then you're going to avail yourself of insurance, which is going to protect not only the Boys and Girls Club, but also the city. Thank you.
I'll admit I'm confused then. Because so are you saying there's no insurance in place by any party?
Well, what I'm saying is that there's no agreement that in place that would have a requirement for insurance. There's no lease. So there's no benefit of the bargain here. There's no agreement between the parties. And as you know, Mr. Sinapi, the statute of fraud says that all agreements regarding land have to be in writing. And so in this case, you need a written agreement so that you can take advantage of that insurance policy. Otherwise, there's no reason for the insurance policy to be in effect.
And to clarify, certainly as this is a 10-year lease, as opposed to a lease that would be for a term of 1 year or less, the statute of frauds would apply. And so, you know, even if there is an insurance policy that's in effect, just based on what's here, certainly we don't want to raise any specter of the insurance company saying, we got you now. You may have paid up your policy, but really you weren't in there with all of the under a proper contract. Now, do I think that that's going to happen? You know, that's more of a legal opinion, and it's more of one of those situations where different sides have arguments. But I think it's good to be in a situation where we're not arguing, but we're avoiding a situation where there could be an argument about whether or not there's a valid insurance policy. And frankly, I have no idea whether or not there is actually any insurance policy that's been taken, because as long as the lease isn't ratified, then as a formal matter, that requirement doesn't actually exist. So regardless, we want to make sure that we're in a position where the taxpayers are protected. We want to make sure that the Boys and Girls Club is protected. And so really, as I see it, ratification of the contract would not be affecting the city in any modifications of the contract now or in the future, or for that matter, wouldn't be affecting the Boys and Girls Club for any modifications in the past or now or in the future. With that, I'll recognize Councilman Lavisser.
Yes, Mr. Chair, to the point that Councilman Sinapi is bringing up, I would refer it to page 3 in the lease dated January 2017. It says, leaseor shall not be liable for any loss, injury, death, or damage to persons or property which at any time may be suffered or sustained by the lessee or by any person whosoever may at any time be using or occupying or visiting the demise premises. So the occupants up on that second floor certainly would not come to bear on the leaseor or the lessee.
If I may.
Nonetheless, the fact of the matter is the ratification of this lease is going to protect the Boys and the Girls Club. And if some proposed changes were desired, they certainly could come forward with that next week or the week after, because it's only a couple of weeks. But in the meantime, they will be protected.
Yeah.
Councilman Corley.
Do we even know if there's a signed version of this contract?
There is.
Yes. See, at least I have it in my packet.
Mine on page 3, and there is no fourth page with a signature. I was curious.
Yeah.
There is a fourth page.
Well, it'd be nice to have all four of them.
It was signed by Scott Eugene on the 20th of December, 2016. It was notarized by Elizabeth A. Smith. And it was signed by Lara D'Antuono on the fourth day of January, 2017. And the notary of Republic was Christy Provencher. The only thing that didn't do was get ratified by the city council.
I understand. And that is our role. And I think it's been discussed. I would move for favorable action, being a member of the committee, or once we find out if there's anyone in the public, I suppose, that wants to be heard. I do not want to take over the chairman's job.
Thank you, Councilman. So we currently have the amendment on the floor. Any further discussion from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Seeing none, the amendment on the floor, which has been seconded, to refresh our collective recollections, does not amend the lease itself. It is some clarification, housekeeping about the resolution for ratification that was read into the record by Attorney Walsh earlier.
I'm going to vote yes to move it to the floor, and then we'll vote on it, this one here in committee, in on the full council.
Thank you.
To be clear, while this discussion has been ongoing, we had an amendment. Chairman Ricks had moved the amendment that was seconded by Councilman Corley. So we are on the amendment as presented. So were there any, we would need a vote on that before moving forward on anything else. So a motion was made and seconded.
All in favor on the motion to amend?
Aye.
Motion carries.
I'm sorry, I didn't, there's been some technical breakup. If we could have the vote recorded again, I only heard one.
And also, are we asking if there's, I don't know if there's any hands up for the public either.
Thank you. We had asked members of the public. There are no hands raised by members of the public. Trying to get this mouse to cooperate. Okay, so for that technical reason, we are going to vote again on the motion to amend. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
I'm not sure if we received an aye from Councilman McElroy or aye. A nay. Thank you. Okay, moving on to the substance now that the amendment has been passed. Let's see, any further discussion from members of the committee? Any further discussion from members of the council? Any comments from members of the public? Seeing none, seeing no hands raised, I would entertain a motion on the underlying resolution.
I would move favorable action on ratifying the contract.
As amended.
Favorable as amended.
Favorable as amended.
Gosh.
Is there a second?
I'll second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Thank you. Motion carries. Vote of 2.
922 concludes public properties, and the full council would be up next.
Mr. President, I'd like to request a 10-minute recess.
I'm trying to hit the unmute button, so I apologize. No, I just have to look over my notes. It's going to take me a few minutes anyway. So if people have to use the restroom or get something to drink, that would be fine.
Thank you.